Kira has just finished the Satori group here in Australia, and I've been listening to some of the participants and hearing about their breakthroughs. Breakthroughs. Now, what I mean by that is they haven't learnt anything. In fact, nothing was new to them, but they had a realization. Now, a realization is not an intellectual thing. It's not an understanding. It's a click when suddenly everything becomes clear. One person was saying to me, I've heard you say this particular phrase over and over. But in the group, with this click, I suddenly had the realization of what it was. The process of the mind, as we keep saying, is to keep us as safe and as secure and as predictable as possible. So it gathers as much information as it can from everywhere, not only our own experiences, but anything we hear about. And then it uses that information to try and protect us from anything that's damaging. And so it's busy all the time. So when something is told to the mind that might be useful, it stores it. But then we tend to think we have understood what's been said. And sometimes we do on superficial things. But things about awakening, or what's called enlightenment, or the something else, you can't understand it. So I know I keep saying this, but I'm going to say it again. You see, understanding is the function of the brain. And the brain can only work on the past and the future. It works in duality, and it works in opposites. So it is impossible for the brain to understand. After you've had a realization, an awakening, you can then run it through the mind to try and share it with someone else. But as Lao Tzu said, the truth cannot be said. You can't say it. The person may hear it, but not with the mind. It's a something else. We have a something else. We have another facility. And if you're searching and looking for waking up or enlightenment or what is the ultimate, you see, the mind, the brain, is looking for what it thinks it is. And if it was what it thinks it is, you'd have the awakening. But it's not what the mind thinks it is. Even if the same words are used, it's not that. It's something else. And it's something else that is realized by a facility, let's say, beyond the brain. There's something in there. When I say in there, I mean you, listening to this now, have that facility, that space, that dimension in you now. So what is it that keeping you from living in this incredible space, this space of fulfillment, of the peace surpasseth all understanding, the sweetness, the kindness, the caring, the realization that separation is an illusion? It's the ideas. It's the idea that you think you know what it means. And again, the idea is in the brain, and the brain's job is to grab the information quickly and have it there in case. But it's not getting the essence. It's getting an intellectual idea. And the idea of what enlightenment is, realization is the barrier, is the wall, the moat, the fortress. It's the idea. Now, you can't get rid of the idea. You can't do anything. But what you can do is help to see the possibility that what you think it is not what it is. At least as a hypothesis, at least as an idea. It's not what you think it is. And yet, when it happened, you realize, yes, I knew that. I've heard it so many times and thought I knew it, but I didn't get it. It didn't click. I didn't get the depth of it. So the idea that you think you know what it is in the way of you having the realization. So that's where the saying comes from the East. Not knowing is the most intimate. Not knowing. And then there's nothing you can do about that except somebody says something and you think you know what they've said. Acknowledge, I think I know it. And is there something else? So back to where we started, over and over and over, I've heard people say to me, I've heard you say that over and over and over, and I didn't know what it meant until now, and suddenly a click. Great. But hang on. There might be another level, and another level, and another level. As I keep saying over and over, I don't think there's a process more powerful than the Satori process. First of all, because nobody is interfering. You're on your own. And you're using your partner just as a mirror, as a reflection. You're on your own. But being there and being there and being there with the same question, suddenly you can have a pop. And then the facilitator, Claire or Kira, can say, wonderful, and stay with it, because there's another level. And there is. And as far as I can see, up to now, having devoted my whole life to this subject, I've never seen an end. And that's what we get from the East again. There is no beginning and there is no end. And remember, the mind cannot visualize, understand, connect with infinity. It cannot connect with no beginning and no end. It just cannot handle that. It has to do something with it to make it understandable. What we're talking about, waking up, is not understandable. And that's why when you ask somebody that's in that zone, that's in that state, they might use words, they might talk to you, but they're not saying what it is. It can't be said. And you can hear it. You can hear it. Because, literally, thou art that. You have that facility. Now, right now, what's in the way? Your idea of what you think it is. If you think it's that, forget it. It's not that. And just to confuse you more, it's not that it's not that. It is that, but not your idea of that. If it's an idea, it's not that. And you have that facility now. And that's the game. That's the fun of being in this dimension, this physical dimension, following every invitation you get. When you feel it in the heart, when you feel it in your energy, follow wherever it takes you. And be present in each moment that, yes, I can see this tree. And is there something else? You watch the tree. You keep looking at the tree. Or even your face in a mirror. You watch and watch and watch, and you'll find it starts to shimmer. It starts to vibrate. And if you don't get caught up with, oh, it's shimmering, don't do that. Just stay there. Just stay there. Just stay there. It starts to shimmer. And then even your face will disappear. Oh, it's an optical illusion, says the scientist. No, it's not. In one way, you're not there. You're everywhere. You're everything. Here and now. And when you see that shimmer, you'll find the air is shimmering. Everything shimmering. Everything is that. And the shimmer lowers its vibration in certain circumstances, and becomes a something, a tree, a cow, a person. But it's all that. There is only that. And thou art that.